CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners, this is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the RSGB, Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references can be found in the script, either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS news for Sunday the 7th of August 2022. Here are the main news headlines. GB22HQ moving location. Welsh operators wanted for GB22GW. New special interest group manager appointed. For operational reasons, it's no longer possible to operate GB22HQ, the special event station for the Commonwealth Games, from the Smithfield site in Birmingham. The move to the Smithfield site had been last-minute decision due to other calls on our original site by the Commonwealth Games organisers. It's been problematic due to lack of public access, high RF noise levels and ingress of water and dust on the site. We're pleased to say that GB22HQ will continue on the air for the remainder of the games thanks to the members of the Wolverhampton Amateur Radio Society and the Central Radio Amateur Circle. GB22GW is the Commonwealth Games call sign for Wales. Cath, GW4CVT, is looking for volunteers in Wales to use the call sign either by CW, SSB or data modes until the 21st of August. To book a slot, visit qrz.com and search for GB22GW. There you'll find Cath's email address and the slots that are available. The RSGB is pleased to announce that Philip Hosey, MI0MSO, has been appointed as the Special Interest Group Manager. The primary role of the Honorary Officer for Affiliated National Societies and Special Interest Groups is to champion their interests and to develop a closer relationship between them and the RSGB and the amateurs they represent. Sad news now. Long-time GB2RS newsreader Dr. David Sadler Lockwood, G4CLI, became a silent key recently. He was a keen member of both the Wakefield and District Amateur Radio Society and the Denbighdale Amateur Radio Society. Our thoughts were with his family and his friends. There is a new award available during August to celebrate the 200th anniversary of a Polish lighthouse. Until the 31st of August, there will be 9 special event stations on the air, with Sugar November 200 or Sugar Peter 200 plus one letter call signs, for example SN200Z to other stations, 3Z200LHR and 3Z25, I can't tell whether it's ILLW or 1LLW, will operate only during the International Lighthouse and Lightship Weekend, the 22nd and 21st. For details of the award, go to qrz.com and look up one of the special stations involved. Canadian radio amateurs have gained access to new bands recently. They now have access to 472 to 479 kilohertz with a maximum of 5 watts EIRP and 5.3515 to 5.3665 megahertz with a maximum of 100 watts EIRP. Canadian Amateur Radio is a secondary radio service on these bands. The Yota Team Croatia has created an award available for working youngsters at the Yota Summer Camp. Each QSO with a 9A Yota station is a different band or mode combination. In a different band or mode combination earns you 1 point. Duplicates don't count. Valid QSOs will be made from 0000 UTC on the 6th to 2359 UTC on the 13th of August. You may even get to contact one of the 4 young people the RSGB has sent to the summer camp. Go to iaru-rfigure1.org and click on the Yota Summer Camp news item for details on the award. Details of rallies and event. Please send your rally and event station as soon as possible to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. We'll publicise your event in Radcom on GB2RS and online. Today, the 7th of August, the 2022 BATC Convention for Amateur TV will take place at Midland Air Museum, Rowley Road, Coventry, CV34FR. It'll be a meet-up, show-and-tell, test-and-fix-it and bring-and-buy event from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. There will be full test facilities available for equipment. Also today, the 7th King's Lynn ARC 32nd Great Eastern Radio Rally will be held at Gaywood Community Centre, Gayton Road, King's Lynn in Norfolk, PE34EL. Doors open 9 a.m, admission £2.50, car parking free. There'll be trade stands and bring and buy. More information at klarc.org.uk. On Friday, it's the 27th Cockenzie and Port Seton Mini Rally Night. It will take place at the Community Centre Main Hall, Port Seton. Doors open 6 p.m, admission is £2. Tables are on a first-come, first-served basis. Next Sunday, the 14th, Flight Refueling ARS Hamfest takes place at Cobham Sports and Social Club Ground, Merley, near Wimborne in Dorset, BH21 3DA. Talk will be on S22. Gates open between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m, with entry costing £4. There will be trade stands as well as indoor and field pitches. Lectures will take place during the event. No dogs except guide dogs are allowed in this, and this is the landowner's condition. More from Tony, G3PFM, on 07743 475018. Special events. GB5VAS is the call sign for the special event station that Guernsey Amateur Radio Society will be operating from the grounds of the Vintage Agricultural Show this weekend, the 6th and 7th of August. QSL via GU3HFN. TM78DP is a special call sign to be aired until the 20th of August for the 78th anniversary of the beach landings in Provence during World War II. It'll operate on the 6 to 8 metre bands using CWSSB and digital, QSL via F4GPB. Now, the DX News, Jonathan 20KZN is now stationed at the RAF Mount Pleasant complex in the Falkland Islands, SA002, until early November. Whilst he's there, he'll operate as VP8TAA with a focus on SOTA activations as VP8TAA/P. QSL via M0OXO's OQRS. The DX0NE team is operating from Spratly Island, IOTA AS051, until the 31st of December. They'll operate 6 to 160 metre bands, including CWSSB and FT8, QSL via 4FOX2KWT, Logbook of the World or Club Log OQRS. DK1DKE is active as 4KILO7DK from Baku in Azerbaijan until the 13th of August. Activity is on the 10 to 80 metre bands using SSB and FT8, QSL via home call. Mike W6QT is operating as DU3/ call sign from Olongapo City on Luzon Island, OCO42. In the Philippines, he'll be there until the 15th of September, QSL home call. Contest news today, Sunday the 7th of October, sorry, August. 432 megs low power contest runs from 0800 to 1200 UTC. Using all modes, the exchange is signal report, serial number, locator, and first two letters of your postcode. Tuesday, 432 megs FM activity contest runs 1800 to 1855 UTC, followed at 1900 to 2130 UTC by the all mode 432 megs UK activity contest. The exchange for both is signal report, serial number, and locator. Wednesday sees the 432 megs FT8 activity contest, 1900 to 2100 UTC exchanges your report and four character locator. The 50 megs UK activity contest is on Thursday the 11th of August, 1900 to 2130 UTC, all modes, the exchange of signal report, serial number, and locator. Next weekend is the WAE DXCW contest from 000 UTC on the 13th to 2359 UTC on the 14th, 3.5 to 28 megs bands where contest permitted. The exchange is signal report and serial number. Please note that EU stations work non-EU stations only. Next Sunday the 14th, the 5th 70 megs cumulative contest runs from 1400 to 1600 UTC using all modes, the exchange is signal report, serial number, and locator. Now, the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA, and G4BAO the last week was characterised, they write, by a solar flux index of around 100, but reasonably settled geomagnetic conditions. The SFI had a low of 94 on Sunday and a high of 100 on Thursday. The KP index has been in the range of 1 to 4, with more settled conditions being experienced in the second half of the week. Daytime critical frequencies have ranged from lows of 5 megahertz and highs up to 7 megs. As a result, skip distances on 40 have varied dramatically and often very quickly. This has caught out some amateurs who have found solid into G conditions 1 minute, but fast fading as the critical frequency has dropped, leaving only European stations workable. As a guide, keep one eye on the PropQuest website for the current critical frequency and extrapolated maximum usable frequencies over different path lengths. Only then can you make sense of daytime 40-metre propagation. Sporadic E is still putting in an appearance, but far less prevalent as we head into August. It may be usable for weak signal modes like FT8, but loud SSB signals from Europe may be less prevalent. Next weekend, NOAA Space Weather Prediction Centre predicts that the SFI will be in the range of 98 to 100 again. That is, it doesn't think we will get any rapid increases in sunspot numbers over the next week. KP index is forecast to be in the range of 2 to 3, which means moderately settled geomagnetic conditions. However, a coronal hole on the sun's equator may cause some problems just after the weekend. So daytime F2 layers MUFs over 3,000 kilometer paths may be up to 18 to 21 megahertz. Any short skip 10 meter openings are therefore likely to be sporadic E. VHF and up. Basic pattern continues unchanged, with high pressure favouring southern and eastern areas and lows with their fronts affecting the northwest. Occasionally tweaking cold fronts drift southeast. This will provide further tropo opportunities, particularly during the hot and humid periods, and in this case good cloud cover near the surface is a good indicator. The preferred paths would most likely be across the North Sea to Denmark, Germany and the Netherlands, and across the channel to the continent. More extensive option could be the south across Biscay to Spain and beyond to the Canaries and mid-Atlantic. Rain scatter is unlikely for most areas except for very isolated showery developments in the weak cold fronts over central parts of the country. Sporadic E continues to trickle charge log books with occasional openings, although the jet stream activity is relatively weak over southern and south Europe. It's been shown that it's sometimes more important that the pattern is moving, however weak. The stronger flow appears to favour paths across the north of the UK to Iceland and Greenland and towards Scandinavia and the Baltic states. Check the daily blogs on propquest.co.uk, which continue throughout August for latest thoughts on daily jet stream charts. Next week, see, is the peak of the Perseids around the 12th of August, and even if you don't have the gear for meteor scatter, it's hard to beat watching meteors on a warm summer evening. The sun has continued to exhibit some marked coronal holes, a potential source of the solar wind surges that produce the aurora, so be aware of this. The moon passes a milestone this month with perigee and minimum declination coinciding. From then onwards, perigee and maximum declination start to drift closer again, but it's not until September 2026 that they coincide. All week, the moon elevation is low at zenith, and the moon is only visible for a few hours out of the 24. 144 meg sky noise is high, reaching 3000 Kelvin on Monday. And that's it from the propagation team this week. And that's all from me also until next week.